must not scold him," said Mother Snail. "He creeps so carefully. He will afford us much pleasure, and we have nothing but him to live for."
"But have you not thought of it? Where shall we get a wife for him? Do you not think that there are some of our species at a great distance in the interior of the burdock forest?"
"Black snails, I dare say, there are enough of," said the old one. "Black snails without a house, but they are so common and so conceited. But we might give the ants a commission to look out for us. They run to and fro as if they had something to do, and they certainly know of a wife for our little snail."
"I know one, sure enough, the most charming one," said one of the ants. "But I'm afraid we shall hardly succeed, for she is a queen."
"That is nothing," said the old folks. "Has she a house?"
"She has a palace," said the ant. "The finest ant's palace, with 700 passages."
"I thank you," said Mother Snail. "Our son shall not go into an ant hill. If you know nothing better than that, we shall give the commission to the white gnats. They fly far and wide, in rain and sunshine. They know the whole..."